Suzanne Wheeler Del Piccolo is principal of Basalt Elementary School. She says finding affordable housing is a constant challenge for her staff of teachers.
When you hire new people in as a principal, I've looked at apartments, I've helped people find places to live because it's that challenging.
She sees the gap widening between what people can afford and what they earn.
So we've seen what I call teachers having to move out of the area to find permanent housing to raise their families.
Wheeler Del Piccolo joined the Basalt Affordable Community Housing Committee that advises town council. The group initiated a study on affordable housing.
We have completed a draft report of the study.
David Schwartz of Denver-based Economic and Planning Systems Incorporated studied a three-mile area around downtown. He found most Basalt workers don't live in town but would like to. The average sales price for a single-family home is about $850,000, out of reach for most residents. Perhaps the most surprising finding is the loss of higher-paying jobs. Since the recession, Basalt has gained back jobs in industries like retail, agriculture, and accommodations. These low-wage positions account for 43% of the workforce. Conversely, just 125 salary and higher-paying jobs have been created since 2001. Dan Guimond also worked on the study.
We know that, you know, Whole Foods is here and that they are a bunch of retail workers, and there's been sort of a bump there. But I think overall we have seen a loss in jobs in all the Valley economies, but maybe the loss in higher wage-paying jobs was a little more disproportional than I thought it might be.
The analysis recommends adding 200 affordable units over the next 5 years. Family-oriented and entry-level housing is most needed. Right now, nearly 55 units are deed-restricted, meaning there's caps on rent and sales prices. Six are town-owned. The report also suggests reworking a requirement for developers. The town requires 35% of residential square footage in development projects be set aside for affordable housing. The Basalt Affordable Community Housing Committee is looking into possible changes. Marcy Griffin, Aspen Public Radio News.